Hi guys, welcome back to the Grow With Jazz podcast. I'll be bringing you fitness education with practical application. And today we're going to show some love for the people who are trying to put on weight, because all the attention seems to go to people who are trying to lose fat. But what about people who are maybe naturally quite slim or have kind of been chronically stayed at a maybe unhealthily, uncomfortably low body fat percentage and actually want to start getting healthy and start changing that? Whatever your case might be, if you want to put on weight, we're going to talk about how you can do that practically. And so this is if you find that you struggle to do so. And so there's kind of three sections I'm going to be talking about here. We're going to start with nutritional things, and then we're going to move on to kind of training, lifestyle, activity things. So let's start with our food choices, because a big thing that is going to make... So we know, okay, let's break it down, because gaining weight means being in a calorie surplus. We need to be consuming more calories than your body expends. Now, whether you have a naturally pretty high metabolism, which would mean your body burns quite a lot of calories throughout the day, that can make it harder to obviously consume up to that amount, you know, to up to maintenance and above to get into that surplus. That can be difficult. And to make that easier, we can have a little look at the food choices we're making to make it easy for you to get those calories in. Some people, and I have clients who need to be on 3,000 plus calories to be able to gain weight, and that's not always easy to fit into the day. It can be timely if you feel like your appetite's not really there, you know, even if your calorie intake is more quote-unquote normal, if your appetite's not super high. So let's have a think about kind of caloric density first, because caloric density basically means the caloric value of foods as a ratio or like a comparison to its volume, so the size of it and how many calories it has based on its size. So we can think about, to start with, making some food swaps for higher caloric density options that are going to be very easy swaps that you won't notice the difference with, from a kind of, you know, a standpoint of having to change meals or anything. But these swaps can help you get calories in kind of without you noticing so much. So for example, can you swap your chicken breast for a higher fat cut of meat, whether it's a different meat or just using chicken thigh instead, which it has more fat, therefore a higher calorie percentage? Can you swap your 0% fat yogurt for a 10% fat yogurt? Newsflash, it tastes about 100 times better as well, so definitely go for that. Can you swap that Americano you have for a cappuccino instead? Maybe you are having kind of boiled potatoes with your meals, which are fine and great, but take up quite a lot of volume. So instead, you could swap those for a lower volume option, something like rice, or maybe you could roast your potatoes instead of boil them, for example, to help with the kind of calorie intake there. Maybe you could swap your grapes for raisins, which are going to have high caloric density. You could eat more of them for a similar, you know, a handful of grapes versus a handful of raisins, a whole lot more kind of calories in the raisins for that kind of, because they are lower volume. Other ways we can increase calorie intake pretty easily is using kind of liquid calories, so thinking about things like juices and smoothies. So kind of how can, maybe you could, to your breakfast, can you have a glass of orange juice alongside? Maybe, as you know, maybe you struggle to, you know, people recommend, oh, have more snacks, have a mid-morning snack, and you're thinking, oh, I'm just not really hungry at that time. Well, how about making a smoothie that you can drink throughout the morning? You could add some nut butter, you could add some oats. Really easy way of getting calories in and kind of drinking them without having to kind of eat them. Other ways of adding calories to your day that you're hopefully not going to notice too much would be things like sauces, spreads and dressings. So go for those higher calorie kind of condiments. Use jam, use honey, use Nutella. Dress your salads with some olive oil or some Caesar dressing. And just some other kind of higher caloric density foods. Often they're kind of higher fat foods as well. So we're thinking things like kind of nuts and seeds, nut butter, dried fruit, granola. Obviously they're not fat sources, they're going to be carbohydrate sources, but you know, higher-ish kind of simple carb kind of sugar sources like dried fruit, like granola, etc., will be a really easy way of doing so. So the first place I'd start is, are you going for like foods that are typically, you know, quote unquote healthy, or even more focused towards those who are dieting and thinking, oh, why am I getting so full up? Why can't I get my calories in? Well, let's start introducing some of those high caloric density foods that are going to help you kind of, right, so you're not having to have these huge meals. You can have, you know, smaller meals, easier to get down and, you know, to get those kind of calories in. So that'd be my kind of advice on the food front. Now, the next thing I'd do is I'd assess your energy expenditure. And there's kind of two sides of the coin here. And the first side, and I think probably a more common side, particularly for women, that people fall is if your step count is really high and you're training a lot, or maybe you're doing cardio as well, that the higher your activity, the more you're going to have to eat to gain weight. So if you're doing loads of extra walks, lots of cardio, etc., you're going to have to eat a lot if you want to gain any weight. And so bringing that down, so bringing down your step count, maybe reducing any kind of additional cardio that you don't need to be doing, that could make it a whole lot easier for you, and you're not going to have to be eating so much. You know, look at it as two sides to the scale. It's pretty simple. The more you do, the more you move, etc., etc., the more you're going to have to eat to maintain your weight, let alone kind of gain your weight. So if you are someone with high energy expenditure and you can make an adjustment to that, I'd consider doing so. Now, on the other hand, if it's appetite that is your issue, if you are just someone who just doesn't feel hungry, doesn't get hungry for meals, you know, regularly skips meals, has no kind of you know, appetite on that front, I'd consider two things. Firstly, having a look at your eating structure throughout the day. So if you have no rhyme or reason to your kind of eating patterns, and you're eating it, you know, you're skipping breakfast one day, then you're eating at 7 a.m. the next day, and then not until 3 p.m. and then some days you're eating six meals and some days you're eating two, all over the shop, I really recommend finding an eating pattern that suits you, a number of meals throughout the day, and sticking to it as much as possible. So a certain number of meals, a certain number of snacks, all within a similar time frame each day. Your body runs on this kind of 24-hour cycle called your circadian rhythm, and throughout that 24-hour cycle, our body is releasing different levels of these different hormones that include your hunger and fullness signals. Now, if you are all over the shop, there is no rhyme and pattern that those hormones can follow. If you are nice and regular day to day, our hunger and our fullness hormones are going to know how to regulate. They're going to be kind of undulating correctly day to day, and you hopefully will, you know, you'll start to get hungry at the same time, because that's when you're used to, when your body's used to eating. So that would be my first thing. And then the other thing I'd just have a think about is if you have normal levels of energy expenditure, or maybe low energy expenditure, but you just really do struggle with appetite, actually adding some cardio or steps could help build up your appetite. So maybe actually before lunchtime, you go on a 20-minute walk, and it makes you a lot more hungry for your lunch. So that could be the flip side for some people, if your expenditure isn't, you know, isn't that high already, but it's just really appetite that you're struggling with. The final point I wanted to make would be about training volume, and really the principle of quality over quantity. Now, if you are someone who does 4 or 5 sets of every exercise, and your rep ranges are in the 12 to 15 rep ranges, and you're doing numerous exercises in the session, you're practically doing a cardio workout, and it's not really a hypertrophy session. That does not sound like a good muscle building session to me at all. And what you're doing by doing loads and loads of work, but nothing that is quite stimulating for muscle growth, truly is just kind of like, you know, it's just burning calories, but it's not stimulating muscle growth, and it's meaning that you have to, again, eat more. And so if you followed a program that was, or, you know, adjusted your program so you had fewer exercises, you had two or three sets, maybe four sets very occasionally, but you know, two or three really high quality sets per exercise. You worked really close to muscular failure. You take good, you know, 2 minute, 3 minute rest periods between each set. You're going to firstly be stimulating muscle growth a whole lot better than kind of what you're doing now. And also it's going to be hopefully something that's not just racking up your energy expenditure and making it even more difficult for you to put on weight. So that would be my next thing to consider. What do training sessions look like? Are they even, you know, are they just loads of junk, you know, I guess? Are they taking you an hour and a half, 2 hours, and you're not actually, you know, seeing any muscular changes? Or are they quality? Do they have high intensity within the sets, but, you know, two or three sets per exercise, really carefully selected exercises there. So they are the three things I'd really think about: your food choices, looking at your kind of expenditure from a standpoint of activity, steps, cardio, but also what you're doing in the gym, and then that kind of added extra of looking at your eating structure and eating patterns day to day. Are they nice and regular? Are you working in alignment with your circadian rhythm and making that as easy for yourself as possible? Hopefully that helps and is a good start point for those of you who are struggling to put on weight. If you want to work with me on this, you have a few options. We can work together one-to-one, so that's very personalized training and nutrition coaching. You can join my group training program so that you are following a training program very much designed to optimize your strength and muscle building, with a whole load of educational content as well. Or I also have a 10-week glute specialization program. If growing glutes is your priority and your goal, you can get involved in that, the 10-week program, which is very much kind of glute focused, and again, a lot of education involved in that, teaching about how to calculate your calories and macros, how to train and eat to support that goal as well. So I'll leave all the links to those below if you are interested. As always, if you've got questions, if you want to chat things through, my DMs are always open, my emails are always open. I'm more than happy to help. And you know, I know maybe a lot of what's online always seems set up to people looking to lose fat. So hopefully this gave you, you know, if this is your kind of your struggle is on the other side of the coin, hopefully this was useful for you today.